While I kept silence, my body wasted away.
My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer.
Then I confessed my transgressions to the Lord,
who forgave the guilt of my sin.
Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous.
Shout for joy, all you upright in heart.
Our scripture reading tonight is from 1 John. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar and his word is not in us. The scripture from 1 John. Tonight's theme is another segment of the hymn Beneath the Cross of Jesus. And I added the preceding lines because all we had was From My Contrite Heart with Tears. And I thought we needed to have a little background. So it's Upon the Cross of Jesus, my eye at times can see the very dying form of one who suffered there for me. And from my contrite heart with tears, two wonders I confess. The wonder of his glorious love and my unworthiness. Also tonight in our giveaway stand, we have the teardrop ornament with the scripture on it for tonight. So if you are inclined to take one, there in the wooden stand there. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I have a confession to make. I am not perfect. Now, it's not an easy thing to say, but those of you that know me know that it's true. Our society prizes perfection. We strive for it. We schedule for it. We want to have that perfect hole-in-one in golf and the 300 game in bowling. We work toward earning a trophy or a medal or a plaque, something that says we are the best of. Number one in basketball, baseball, football, name a sport, gymnastics, whatever. We want that perfection. Our whole society strives for that. We encourage our family, our children, to do their best, but also we would like them to be number one. We really embrace being perfect. And yet, theologians say there's no perfection for us on this side of death. We cannot achieve perfection. And although we can't achieve perfection, we can change our lives. The scriptures tonight have five if statements in there. Some are positive, some are negative. And they deal with the two things that our hymn writer talked about. The two things that she confessed, the wonders of God's love and her own unworthiness, the light and the dark. And we don't want to think about ourselves as being unworthy, but the fact is we are flawed human beings. And I just confessed to you that I was flawed. And like I said, many of you that know me know that. You're not surprised by that. But we are flawed. But the scripture says, and the song as well, if we have a penitent heart, a contrite heart, which is a remorseful heart, then there's hope for us to have that changed life that leads us maybe not closer to perfection, but more in the image of God. The Christian religion is a religion of sinners, by sinners, and for sinners. The Christian life is a life lived in continual repentance. God gives us 24 hours in the day, and so each day is like a mulligan in golf. Each day is a mulligan. You get to start over. And now, aside from losing that hour last week, we have every 24 hours, God gives us a chance to start over and live our life in his image. It's a great goal. We will never reach that goal, but it's a great goal to work for, to do our best to be in the image of Christ. Several of the if statements deal with if you fail to acknowledge your sin, then the truth is not in you. I mean, you're not being honest with yourself. I would ask who of you to raise your hand that you think you are perfect, but I'm not going to do that. And those that say they walk in the light with Christ, it's one thing to talk the talk and another to walk it. It's like when you've got children and they're little and maybe little Johnny has hit his brother and you say, Johnny, say you're sorry. Does Johnny mean it? No. Johnny doesn't mean it. He's talking the talk, but he's not walking the walk because he's thinking about the next time he's going to hit his brother. It's something that needs to develop. And when we are childlike in that way, there are people that proclaim to be very Christian. They talk the talk, but they're not walking the walk. And that's important. The hymn writer talks about, and with my contrite heart, my contrite, my remorseful heart with tears. If you're not walking the walk and understanding that Christ died for you, he went to the cross for you to take away your sins, to help you achieve a closer image of what he is. He died to take away your sins, not that you will stop sinning, but those that you have sinned, he died for. He continues to offer forgiveness. If you confess, if you're saying, I'm perfect, Jesus didn't die for me because I didn't do anything wrong, then two things. Number one, you're in self-denial, and number two, you're calling God a liar, which I don't want to be in that group that calls God a liar, because God has already said that. A contrite heart is the heart that understands those two things that our hymn writer confessed, the wondrous love of God and the fact that she's unworthy. And maybe it's the unworthiness that comes first. If you feel yourself so unworthy, and yet this gift of grace was given to you, you would be moved to tears. And those are the tears we're talking about. The tears of appreciation, the tears of awe, the tears of finally comprehending what God has done for us in sending his son. two things she confesses, the wondrous love of God and her own unworthiness. We confess that we ask for forgiveness, and it is given to us because of Christ's blood shed for us and God's promise. God promises to love you. Don't worry about feeling unworthy with God, because you are. He created you. You are worthy to Him. But we do need to confess when we do have sin. Amen.